Welcome to DT Talk's second podcast. It is the 9th of December for 2013. This week, we have a chat to Louis from Champion Data. We look at some dual position status and how that has changed. We look at some rookies, some bargains for this year, and we have a sneak peek of Deck of Dream Team that starts tomorrow.
Dream Team's all right with me. Dream Team's all right. Coach Destroyer, this is Warnie.
Coach of the Warn Dogs.
This is Calvin.
Coach is going 8-2.
And we're here to talk about Dream Team. It's pretty damn exciting.
Very exciting.
We've had our first release. So we've had GWS, St Kilda, Melbourne, and the Dogs release.
Yep.
So we've seen plenty of prices, seen plenty of positions. We've seen primos, we've seen rookies. Boys, what are your thoughts?
Oh, bloody excited, Roy. Yeah. I'm very excited. Look, there's a couple of big things that stand out straight away, and that's just the cost of the rookies. And we're going to get more into that a bit later on. But, yeah, huge news. Dog, what do you think?
Yeah, well, not just the teams that have been out there. We've seen some other things leaked across the way. And so some of those interesting position changes are good ones. And I'll tell you what, our back lines might be looking a little bit different in 2014.
Yeah, I think you're spot on there, Warn Dog. Now, just being thrown this information, I know it's generated a lot of questions in my mind. So I thought the best thing to do would be to give Louis a call. Now, Louis works at Champion Data, and word has it, he's very good mates with the Fantasy Freako.
Louis, thanks for your time, mate.
No, thanks for having me.
G'day, mate. It's Roy here. How you going?
Good, mate. How are you?
Yeah, great. Thanks. Now, I've got some very important questions for you, and it's about dual positioning and how you decide which players are dual position. Obviously, they make up a vital part of our team and give it, you know, the flexibility we need to be successful. So how do you decide who does get that dual position status?
Officially, we use players' heat maps, which obviously breaks down into defence, midfield and the forward half. And depending on what percentage actually comes up, that basically determines whether a player is, say, a pure mid or a mid-forward or a defender mid.
Yeah, right. Now, I assumed it would be something like that, which made me a little bit confused with Tom Rockliffe. I saw he's been named as a straight mid, but, you know, we all know through experience of owning him last year, there was a big chunk of the season he just sat in the goal square, basically. What was the deal with him?
I think with Rockliffe, from memory, you spent maybe the first 6 or 7 rounds primarily playing as a forward and drifting into the mid.
Yep.
Obviously, once Maloney and Black went down, he popped into the midfield and played out that position for the rest of the year. So basically with him, if we look at his year in its entirety, he was a midfielder,
yep.
Even though we spent a bit of time up forward at the start of the year. So we basically sort of give a player's position based on the way they finished the year. If you want to look at Jared McPhay as another example, he started off as a mid and finished as a sort of half-back flanker playing that loose role. So he's one player that actually gained DPP status as a defender mid.
Yeah, okay. What about someone like Dale Thomas, who didn't play much footy last year? Will he maintain his dual position status?
Not sure if I can reveal what Thomas
is. I tried to catch you out there.
Because obviously Carlton's probably a few days away.
Yeah.
But just off the top of my head, I mean, he only played the 5 games, so
yeah.
It's pretty hard to sort of pinpoint what he will be based on that limited game time.
Very well answered. Thanks, mate.
Yeah, good try, Roy. Now, we've obviously seen a few prices released at the moment, and we've noticed that the rookies are coming in with a bit more of a hefty price tag. With that said, are there any good ones out there that we still should be looking at?
It's quite an interesting strategy they've used, isn't it? Obviously, we always expect the number one pick to be the highest priced player, but in saying that, the pre-listed guys this year in Jesse Hogan and Kyle Martin, I mean, interestingly, yesterday I saw that Jesse Hogan is going to be about, what, $265,000, which is a bit more than Boyd. So,
yep.
Unlike this year where we had Brad Crouch and Jago Mura at the basement price, we might have to think long and hard whether we actually pay that sort of extra money and bring these guys in.
Well, that's right. Like, we've got Martin, who would be at about the 260 mark, we're assuming, and even if he could score like what O'Meara did last year, then he's still definitely worth getting. So are there any good kids that you've seen with all your statistical research and data analysis? Any good ones that you could recommend for us at this early stage?
I think the guys we're always looking at are guys that we expect to sort of come straight in and play from day one. So maybe someone like an Aish who's gone to Brisbane.
Yep.
I think he's ready to go from round one. He's played, 2 years in the sample at senior level. So given he doesn't have any injuries over the pre-season, he's probably one guy to pick regardless of his price.
Righto, writing him down now.
Beautiful. All right, now, I reckon that you boys in the office are probably already starting to piece together your teams. So wondering if, Louis, you've got any already some locks that you might call, even though it is only December. Do you have any locks for your team already this year?
Just a couple. I mean, the one sort of that comes to mind off the top of my head is Shane Kirsten from Geelong. We've already heard them talk him up over the pre-season, and with Pod's gone to Adelaide, there is a position there for him alongside Hawkins and Vardy. So he'd be pretty cheap, and if he's in the mix early, I'd be jumping on him straight away.
All right, well, the prospectus is out very, very soon. So it's been sent off to the printers, I think. So what can we expect? Like, we're all obviously listening to this because we love our fantasy. What sort of things are in there that fantasy fans want to be able to see?
Pretty much a lot of the same stuff from last year, but there's also some new things we've included this season. The numbers game obviously kicks things off as in section one, which covers the champion data awards. There's also a few sort of specific analysis done by our regular statistician Carl Jackson, who looks at numbers a different way. I guess from what we look at the numbers from a fantasy perspective. There's also a 2014 list assessment. We assess all the lists and obviously rank them from one to last. Also, we touch on what champion data's drafting would have been like this year had we been at the draft table. And we also look forward to next year and look at some kids that might be coming through in 2015.
Wiz, what page did Warndog's article get on?
Sorry, what was that?
Warndog wrote an article for this year's prospectus. What page did that get on?
Unfortunately, his didn't make the cut. It didn't make the cut, not due to obviously a lack of quality. It was basically
it took him ages.
It was basically an executive decision made by the heads of the office. But in saying that, it will be in our iPad version, which is coming out in February.
Right. Fantastic. I'll get to play in the reserves grand final. That's great.
That's a great little plug there.
That's awesome. No, it will be good because we're really looking forward to it. We love the prospectus every single year because we find plenty of stuff, especially the rookie stats. I think that's the thing I love the most out of it. But, yeah, and the iPad version will be very handy. And it will have a brilliant article in it, apparently.
Hey, what'd you call Harry O'Brien?
That's an interesting one, isn't it? I mean, it's happened the last few years. If you go back to last, Bo Wilkes changed his name to Bo Meister and would already sent the book off. And if you go back a few years before that, it was Brian Harris. So, officially in the book, he's going to be Horatio O'Brien.
Yeah, right.
Just missed the cut for the name.
Missed the cut.
Yeah, right.
Probably deliberately would have done that.
Yeah, sneaky.
Thanks heaps for your time, Louis. We wish you very good luck over this pre-season. I'm sure we and a lot of other people appreciate your hard work with the prospectus, and we'll be looking forward to that and looking forward to your tweets over the pre-season and during the season.
No worries. Thanks a lot, guys.
So, Warnie, you were mentioning earlier that our back lines might look a little bit different next year. What were you talking about there?
Yeah, so we've got quite a few players that have changed position, and I think the back line was where my eyes went first up, and we saw those ones released on that first day where they talked up the some of the changes for the year, and I think we've got in the back line now, we've got Sam Mitchell. I think he's just going to be a walk-up lock,
Well, he's an elite mid, isn't he? Yep. So to be able to pick him back there.
So he's named as a defender mid, along with Jared McVeigh, who averaged pretty well last year. Mm. So he's got to be a massive chance to get in there. You know, they've got different buys. Hodgie's back as a defender as well, or defender mid, so that's quite handy. And I don't reckon it's going to end there just quietly, so there's going to be quite a few defenders. So I might change the way of our thinking of our backline, because Calvin, you had some thoughts about how our backline looked last year.
My team is always brilliantly structured. And last year, I basically threw my defenders and said, they're all crap. Yeah. I don't want anyone back there. So it was filled up with just absolute spuds.
Oh, that's right. You didn't like Heppel averaging.
Oh, and that's another little bit of news that we know that Heppel and Goddard are just midfielders only. So
see you later, boys. Thanks for your service.
Yeah, it's kind of just been replaced. It's kind of switched around. Yeah. It doesn't matter what it is. It's just a new name. Yeah. Same, just different meat.
So we're going to be loading up our back line with guys like Grimesy.
Now, I'm going to enjoy getting McVay. I'd never pick him up as a mid, but I'd always...
I bet on him frequently.
Yeah, so. Yeah. No, it'd be nice to have him in there.
All right, what about our rookies then? Because the rookies, we're going to have to pay top bloody dollar for these guys this year. What's our thoughts on that?
Well, it's a significant change.
It's a big change, Troy.
You really have to put your balls on the line if you want those pre-selected guys that, you know, another year into their development. Plus, yeah, the high draft picks, they are really coming at a cost.
Well, like 260 grand is what you're going to have to fork out for like those top line rookies. Would you do it, though? Like, looking back on 2013, O'Meara.
He
would have been worth it.
He would have to be worth it.
Yeah.
So it's obviously still, you pay top dollar if you think, but you've just got to nail those rookies right.
Yeah, it's high risk, high reward.
Yeah, it's a change I like. I think I had it in my head because with our two trades per week every week, it looks like that's continuing on again. So needed that bit of a thing, whether, I don't know, our teams got completed too early or things like that. It's going to just change the dynamics of it. However, the other side of it, though, it looks as though there's going to be a hell of a lot of value this year in guys like what our rookies were back in the past. They're now sort of going to be replaced by some other guys.
Well, take Christian Howard. Christian Howard. Now, his price has been released. He's 135 grand.
Yeah.
Wow. 135 grand. Now, based on that, he's only played one game last year and averaged 31. Well, from his one game, he had 31. Now, he's probably a 70 average player at his best. Gary Rowan.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, lock, I reckon.
So, all these guys are going to be about the same 130, 140 mark.
Yeah, well, Gary Rowan, so he got a copped vests and played a few games.
Three games.
Averaged 30-odd, didn't he?
Three games last year for an average of 30-odd, yeah.
So, he's cheap as chips anyway.
What about this guy? Roy made me put this one down.
Oh, no.
Kieran Harper.
I actually asked you not to put it down.
He's Harps, a former member.
Harps, he's probably my worst pickup ever. He played 22 games for me at an average of about 18 one year.
Yeah. So he actually played. Yeah, so he played 22 games 2012 for an average of 49.
Yeah, Harps.
But three games.
He hates the pill, Harps.
Anyway,
don't get him.
A couple of big locks here if they're at this price, which they probably will be for Solo. You know, three games at an average of 49.
Yeah. So about 250-ish or so he'll be. Yep. So that's pretty good. Like, that's, you know,
he's a proven player. He can play AFL. He can average probably about 70, 75. That is far less risk than picking up some young kid.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Big time. Nathan Bock, two games last year at an average of 33.
So he'll be basement just about.
Yeah. He'll be a bargain. About 150-ish maybe.
Yep. How about Nathan Locke?
Okay, then.
He's a former member of Destroy.
Oh, and another, he's in my originals.
Another guy I got here, one of Roy's former boys, averaged 66 when he was with Carlton. Not great. Played one game last year. Jeremy Laidler, Roy.
Yeah, I'm a big fan. Yep. Big fan I am.
Is he going to crack the side?
Well, that's the thing. I reckon he'd be sitting about 23 or 24 in the list.
Yep.
Yes. If he has a good preseason and can get back to his best, he'll be in there and he'll just be a Matna type.
So I guess what we see with these guys is that basically our rookies are going to be replaced by sort of some underpriced guys. It might be a bit more than what we've paid in the past, but I don't think it's the end of the world of people going, oh, our rookies are too expensive sort of thing. Yeah. You got to know when the hole. A big part of our preseason here at DT Talk is the infamous, or I'd call it world famous even.
Easily.
The Deck of Dream Team. That starts tomorrow on the website, so you need to jump on board and have a look at that.
Look, and there's nothing better than cracking a Bogues beer, sitting down and reading about some players that are popping up through that.
That could be a really good thing to do, Calvin. It will be posted at 8 a.m. So maybe in your little alcoholic world, getting up and having a beer at 8 a.m.
Tip it on your Weet-Bix.
That can work.
So anyway, it starts off. So get excited. I'm kicking the deck off, Cal.
You are.
I am. And I'm going to kick it off with Job Watson. There's a little spoiler for you.
Yeah,
ooh.
Wow.
So, Job, well, what do you reckon, boys? You're going to pick him?
I think I will, Dog. I think I will.
Right. Well, at this stage, I remember thinking he had a good buy compared to some of the other premiums. I think
if he gets an infraction notice, that'll be a good buy to him for this year.
Oh, yeah. Well done.
Some of our best work. No, he does. He has the round 10 buy, which is a third of the lot, and which is there's not really many midfielders there or the premium ones that we'll be thinking about. So that's one of the, well, I'll chat about that and other things because he did have 112 average back when he won the Brownlow in 2012.
Yeah,
had a down year, so he's priced at under 100. So yes, tune in tomorrow and see if you should inject Joe Watson into your team.
Are you allowed to say that?
No, well, injecting someone into your team, you can do that, can't you?
Wow. I don't think you can say that.
Roy, hang on, who's next? Who's next in the deck? Cowan.
Yeah, I'll be kicking off on the 11th.
That's the day after.
The day after.
Good. And 8 a.m. as well.
8 a.m. with your Bugs beer. I've been tweeted a lot about Bernie Vince.
Don't lie. No one tweets you.
Thanks to that one person. Bernie Vince. Now, obviously, the ex-Crow finds himself with Paul Roos, and everyone is telling me that Paul Roos is going to turn Bernie Vince into this absolute superstar. Now, we all remember what Bernie did back in 2009 when he averaged 100. Remember when he just came home like an absolute freight train? Old school D-ting at its best. He's priced at an average of 83, and the question is he going to crank it back up again? So, well, you have to tune in.
Well, you're going to have to do a fair bit to convince me, I think, Calvin.
Well, I'll try.
I reckon now, you won't have to tune in to work out whether I'm saying lockety lock lock or not here. I am kicking off with Rocky,
ladies and gentlemen.
Now,
who would have thought?
That was now, paying people, long odds.
A lot of people would think he's lost his dual position and he's stuck in the midfield, so you'd write him off.
Yep.
Do not write the big fella off. I'm not going to give away too much, but I will tell you one thing. In the last 8 games, he averaged 123 this year. And his lowest two scores in that period were 95 and 97.
Oh, yeah.
So he's priced at about 103.
Is he going into my territory? He might be, I think.
Get him in. Rocky could be in captain consideration next year for people.
Well, brilliant. All right. Well, we're going to wrap up now. Make sure you tune into the Deck of DT. That goes for the next 52 days.
That's
so you're going to have a lot of players to read about. Get in the comments, discuss it, share it with your friends and all that sort of stuff. All our fantastic writers are all involved, so make sure that you give them a bit of love and follow them on Twitter. Tell them that things are good now. Thanks again to Louis for his time earlier in the podcast. Absolute champion. And don't forget, you can order your prospectus online at championdata.com.au. It's not available in bookshops this year, so you do need to do it on there. It's $39.95 plus the postage and handling. If you want to go in, because you don't want to pay postage and handling into the shop, so go in there. You can get it on the 21st and the 23rd in the office, which is in South Bank. You can Google that information if you need to. But so the 21st and the 23rd of December, you can go and pick up a physical copy there. Otherwise, just get it delivered to your bloody letterbox like I am. So that's what it is. So
you can check it out on your iPad and that too, can't you?
Yeah, not until a little bit later. I think it's February for that. Right.
Cool.
That's going to be cool though.
So Deck of DT kicks off on tomorrow at 8 a.m. Grab yourself a Bogues and get yourself ready for it. Now, we're back next week.
We are. We're going to start off get the podcast going weekly because there's a fair bit going on. These prices are all being released. We've got plenty of things and the traffic to our website, people are excited, I think, about Fantasy for 2014.
Yeah, if you've got things you want us to cover, don't be afraid to tweet us at RoyDT, at WarneyDT, and at CalvinatorDT.
No, he says it like that all the time. At CalvinDT.
Oh, sorry.
With a K.
Oh!